Coming up.
Coming up on Heard on the Street, why America's biggest banks are having trouble getting even bigger.
Your Money Matters has you covered all week long. Money Beat Monday, Stock Talk Tuesday, Wealth Wednesday, Heard on the Street Thursday, and Financial Free-for-All Friday. Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Ambition comes with earbuds. Now, Heard on the Street.
Welcome to Heard on the Street. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from Hong Kong this week, I'm Alex Frangos, joined by my colleague Miriam Gottfried in New York. Hi, Miriam. How's it going?
Going pretty well. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks. Good to be here. We have Heard on the Street editor David Riley here to discuss the latest prognosis for America's big banks. David, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Dave, we saw the third quarter results come out, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citi, Goldman Sachs this week, and they're all struggling with revenue growth. Really seems to be under pressure. What's going on? What's holding these guys back?
Well, simply, it's in a lot of ways, it's, you know, really volatile markets in the third quarter, and it's super low interest rates. It's just a 1-2 punch.
Talk about the super low interest rates. I mean, that's been going on for some time. And if anything, in the last quarter, there's probably expectations that rates might actually go up. But this is just kind of the lower for longer scenario. What does it mean for their kind of, is this pressure on their net interest margins?
The banks are almost like they're pushing the rock of Sisyphus up the hill every quarter, and that rock is the super low interest rates. And it's like you said, it's lower for longer. And earlier this year, people thought the Fed was finally going to raise rates. That would help bank earnings. The outlook was going to be better. And now suddenly here we are in the fourth quarter. And if you know, the talk is that, hey, the Fed might not raise rates by the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, we had a front page story about that today. And I think does that immediately translate into bank share prices falling when people see interest rates aren't coming up?
Well, I think it doesn't necessarily mean they fall hard at the moment because they've already been down a bit and sort of expectations have come out. But it's just this huge headwind for them to advancing much further from here.
Dave, is this the only way for them to make money? I mean, they've been living with this situation now since, you know, arguably since 2008, 2009, with new normal or whatever you want to call it. Which of the banks have adapted the best?
Well, I think they've all tried to adapt. They've all done what they can. And the main thing you can do is you try and get your costs under control. But there's only so much you can do, you know, in cost cutting. And you shrink a bit here and there. And we see that with the various banks. But, you know, as much as you're cutting costs, you still need to see revenues grow. You need to see loans grow. And that's just not happening. I mean, the only bank this quarter of the big banks we've seen that grew revenue was Wells Fargo. But even with that, it was the third quarter where the return on equity was below 13%. That's just not good.
How did Wells manage to grow revenue?
Well, it's by taking share. But what it also is you're having to get more competitive on your loan pricing. So, yes, you're growing your loan book, but you're making more off of it. And their margins just they're getting crushed.
So what I want to know is when the Fed finally does raise interest rates, which bank is going to be best poised to sort of capture that?
Well, there's a couple of different elements of that. Part of it, I think, is who has the bigger exposure, say, to the U.S. consumer loan market in mortgages or small businesses. And so you look at Wells Fargo definitely is probably, you know, very well positioned. Bank of America, JPM and Citi to a degree. But then you look on the other side, it's in terms of who has their investment books positioned well to capture the gains of that. And I think that's Bank of America. But that's a ways off now. I mean, you know, it's lower for longer, and bank investors are going to have to wait a while.
Is it all priced in now? Or, I mean, zero interest rate, is that like priced in?
Well, I think that's what, if you look at bank valuations, they're very low, except for Wells, which is, you know, possibly has more to come down because it's pretty high on a valuation sense. You know, it's going to be who can, you know, do things at the margin, who can increase fee income, who can cut costs maybe that little bit more. The one big thing the banks have going for them is that they're not, for the most part, being hit with super large legal charges. That's why Citigroup's results on the earnings basis were up this quarter so much compared to a year ago.
Citi had good results and Bank of America had a good quarter as well. But underneath it, like you mentioned, return on equity, really not much of an improvement there.
Yeah, it's you look at, you know, Citigroup was up on its results, you know, and the earnings beat analyst expectations. But this is also the Wall Street expectations game, keep in mind. So Citigroup came out with adjusted earnings per share this morning of $1.31 a share. And people said, hey, look at that. They beat the analyst estimates of $1.27. Well, that bar had been lowered so much. Go back to the end of August, and the expectation was for $1.37. So we've seen that with all the banks. The bar has just been lowered and lowered. Goldman was the same way. They came in, and they were sort of around where the expectations were, which is around $2.90 a share. But 2 months ago, the expectation was for $4.38 a share. So they've just brought that bar down, and when you clear a lower bar, it's great, but it's not really something to write home about.
It sounds like...
No, it's not... Sorry, go ahead, Marianne.
Yeah, it sounds like one of the things last year or in previous years that might have been different than this year was the market was doing was going
right, exactly.
up.
Well,
right?
You also had for a lot of these banks, I mean, Wells less than the others, but if you're talking about Citi, JPM, Bank of America, especially Goldman, it's what's happening in the markets. And you know, this was a rocky third quarter. We had all the upheaval in August, and so that's you look at Goldman, which is a big fixed income trading house. Their fixed income revenue in the third quarter was down 33% year over year. That's huge. And that's why Goldman had such a really weak quarter.
Alex, did you have a question?
No, that was my question.
Great minds think alike. We're going to have to end it there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Tune out all that busy commuting noise and tune in to the sound of success.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.